BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening and welcome to BTV News.
On the afternoon of June the 9th, at the Provincial People's Committee office, Mr. Phạm Anh Tuấn, Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee, met with contestants participating in the Miss and Mr. Fishnik Supermodel World 2025 competition. Also in attendance were Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Mr. Lâm Hải Giang. This year's event brings together 33 contestants from 25 countries under the team On to Shine. The competition aims to foster cultural exchange and promote the image of modern individuals who embody youthfulness, dynamism, vitality, and modernity. Chairman Phạm Anh Tuấn warmly welcomed the contestants to Guiyang City and reaffirmed the province's commitment to ensuring the success of the event. He entrusted relevant departments and agencies to continue supporting the organizing committee and the contestants throughout the competition. He also expressed hope that participants would enjoy memorable experiences, achieve excellent results, and serve as ambassadors in promoting Bình Định to international friends.
On the morning of June the 10th in Guiyang City, the Provincial Steering Committee of the Search, Collection and Identification of Martyrs Remains Steering Committee 515 held a conference to review the implementation of efforts to search for, collect and identify unidentified remains of martyrs in the 2021-2025 period. Authorities at all levels across Bình Định province have consistently prioritized the search and recovery of the martyrs' remains, recognizing it as a key political and humanitarian task. From 2021 to 2025, the province successfully located and collected 122 sets of remains. To date, a total of 26,307 sets of martyrs' remains have been collected province-wide. Of these, 21,426 have been interred in cemeteries, while 4,387 have been returned to families for care. However, 5,629 sets of remains have yet to be found. Looking ahead, Steering Committee 515 called on agencies, units and localities to continue thoroughly implementing the party's and state's guidelines and policies regarding the search and identification of martyrs' remains, particularly those lacking information. The committee emphasized that this mission is a significant political responsibility for the entire political system. During the conference, the Provincial People's Committee awarded certificates of merit to 6 collectives and 12 individuals in recognition of their outstanding contributions to the mission during the 2021-2025 period.
The Bình Định Provincial People's Committee has issued an official directive to the Department of Agriculture and Environment, tasking the department with leading and coordinating relevant agencies in implementing Resolution Number 51, dated May 23, 2025. The resolution passed by the Provincial People's Council approves the conversion of more than 66 hectares of forest land to facilitate various development projects aimed at boosting the province's socio-economic growth. Once operational, these projects are expected to enhance infrastructure synchronously, support investment attraction efforts, drive economic development, create jobs, and improve livelihoods for residents in the affected areas.
the People's Committee of Bình Định Province has issued a plan to launch a high-intensity campaign aimed at preventing and combating smuggling, trade fraud, counterfeit goods, and violations of intellectual property rights across the province. The campaign seeks to raise awareness of the significance and urgency of these issues, emphasizing the goal of curbing and ultimately eliminating smuggling, commercial fraud, counterfeit products, and intellectual property infringements. It also reinforces the province's commitment to rigorously implementing directives from the central government regarding the prevention and control of such activities. The campaign's core task is to closely monitor market developments, swiftly detect unusual or high-risk activities, and respond with timely oversight and enforcement measures. Authorities will carry out regular and comprehensive inspections, administrative sanctions, and enforcement actions targeting smuggled goods, counterfeits, and items that violate intellectual property rights or fail to meet food safety standards. Particular attention will be given to high-risk products categories such as food, milk, pharmaceuticals, medical supplies, and cosmetics. In addition, the province will strengthen communication and public awareness efforts while coordinating inspection and enforcement activities to maximize deterrence and compliance. And that's the end of the news today. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.